On today's episode, we got that New York check-in. I'm out here in the Big Apple and Meatball.
Dipper's Brooklyn now, baby. He is Brooklyn.
To live in Brooklyn.
What part of Brooklyn?
Williamsburg.
So you were Brooklyn.
Yes. And now I'm Wicked.
We talk about Wicked, the Dipper saw. A matinee, though. Not the best. And then... We take some voicemails.
Voicemails?
I'm so tired.
And that's your problem? You showed up to work tired?
I literally told you that I was busy today. You made me do this. I wanted to do it tomorrow.
Forever.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva.
Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Are you ready, you sloppy little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you stupid, nasty, dirty little fucks? Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
Hello.
Start spreading the news.
I thought about you so much yesterday because I walked around the what? Give it to me now.
West Lower Village. East Side. Oh, West wait. Village.
Did you live in the West Village or the Lower East Side?
I lived in the East Village.
So a totally different place.
Close to the Lower East Side, but technically East Village, Alphabet City.
I've been in New York if you want to get correct, she was in the Alphabet City. I've been in New York for like 5 days. It feels like a fever.
That's too long.
It feels like
you got to get out of there.
Fever dream. I have slept a lot, haven't slept at all. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. It's insane. I feel crazed.
Yeah, yeah, I saw you post a little picture of you in Brooklyn. So wait, where are you staying?
Tell me about it, stud. I'm staying with some friends, and then last night I did stay in a hotel, but now I'm back at my friend's place.
What made you go to the hotel? Sex?
A tryst.
Do you think that you travel for sex because you don't want to commit to a relationship, so you stay away from men in LA?
What is going on here? No, I didn't travel for sex. I came out here for, at the time of recording this, I am going to
Archibald.
What is your cat doing? He just knocked down how many rolls of fabric?
Hold on.
Oh no. Now, I'll pose this question to the listener. Do you think Meatball always tries to bring up some emotional relationship shit with me because she's just in a committed relationship and therefore boring? Riddle me that. Cat behaving
and
badly.
And that's that on that. What'd you say?
And that's the trick that it takes.
Thanks. To toss the cat.
When
I throw him out of rooms, I always feel like one of those cartoons where they like throw you out of a bar and you like bounce into the street.
Because you throw him? Because you think it builds character for him to land from 4 feet up in the
air? I give him like a nice little gentle toss. So he knows he's not welcome back.
Until you open that door and let him right back in there.
Anyway, so what happened?
So tell me what happened. No, I said the reason I'm out here is to go to the 10th anniversary West Gay party, which at our time of recording is happening.
Is tonight.
Is on tonight. And I'm very excited to go.
What time are you going to get there?
I've been debating this. The ticket says 9 p.m.
to get there at 10:30.
Until 4 a.m. So I think I'm going to get there at midnight.
Yeah, get there at 11:30 midnight, 4 a.m. Girl, no one fun is going to be there until midnight.
Right.
Well, probably around 11.
Yeah.
No, but it's New York.
But it's midnight. New York. Like, the reason, I think I said this, but West Gay, like, that was the first party that when I played there, I believe Frankie was like, yeah, so you'll probably go on at like 1:30 or 2 a.m. That was like the going on stage time.
Couldn't be me today.
And the first time I ever went to the party, I showed up at like 10:30 doors opened. And I sat around for 2 hours before anyone even showed up.
So, okay. So this Sunday for the brunch, I just kept seeing doors open at 11:30, doors open at 11:30. So I thought, oh, the show will probably start at 12:30. I got there at 11:30. Brunch didn't start till 1:15.
Were you angry?
I was just seated in the dressing room. I wasn't angry, I guess. I could have, I don't know. It was just so annoying to be just at a bar alone for so long.
And what did you do the night before?
My brother is in town, so he's leaving tonight. But we had gone to the Hollywood sign. We went and did the Walk of Fame. We went up to the Observatory.
What do you do on the Walk of Fame? Sushi. Just apologize for how gross the city is? Like, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is not the moment.
My brother's girlfriend literally was like, yeah, this sucks. Let's go get drinks. Because it was just like, she had been coughed on by like people and everyone was like shoving and it's just no fun. I think she just wanted to see Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Now, when someone
says...
Can we
say that? She just wants to see the Chinese Theater.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Is that what it's called?
It's called it's at the AMC. What is the name you said it was? Grauman?
I thought it was Grauman's.
Is that a
That's wrong. Let's go to our good friend Google.
Yeah. How do you respond when someone says, this sucks, let's get drinks? Because it's kind of like, do you look at her and you go like, real, recognize real. Okay. Or do you take offense to that? Because that's the kind of shit you would say to someone. This sucks, let's get drinks.
That is the shit that I say to people. No, it was real, recognize real. I was like, yeah, okay. It's that thing when you're, okay, you know when you have people in town and you want them to see everything?
Girl.
But they're on a different wavelength.
They don't care.
Like, I'm fine with just sitting in your apartment, hanging out, and like going out for an hour.
I think when my parents came for Thanksgiving, I had all of these big plans, and we did some cool stuff, but like I chose a hike that I thought was beautiful, the Hollywood Reservoir. And when we hiked around...
That's where we went!
Did you do the Hollywood sign?
We didn't the whole lake. We just started at the bottom and like walked up.
No, I'm talking about a different place. The reservoir with the lake?
Yeah, you know, the Hollywood sign is right next to that.
Well, no, you can see it from the reservoir.
Yes, so we walked up the hill to, like, a viewpoint.
What you know, hill? The dog There's park no is. Hill. It's a flat lake.
I'm not doing this today.
Okay.
There's a hill.
But so my mom said, we went to different places. I'm just going to say that to you. My mom was like, this is nice, but why is it, what are you Googling? She was like, this is nice, but why is there a chain link fence with barbed wire on it? Because it's like so beautiful. The whole reservoir is like gorgeous, except it's covered in this chain link fence because they're trying to protect the water. It's a reservoir. They don't want people throwing junk in there. And I had always thought of it was like this gorgeous place, but because...
No, it's gross.
Because seeing it through her eyes, where like she actually, like in New Mexico, they like live in nature and it's like beautiful and not, you don't have to put barbed wire fences up so people don't like throw Pepsi bottles in the water supply. So I was like, okay, it's gross. And then have you been driving them around a lot?
Yeah, it's been a nightmare. I literally just drove back from Marina Del Rey. That's what took me so long to get here. I drove back from Marina Del Rey.
Are you a Lana Del Rey fan?
No, and here's why. I don't get it. She's cold. She's distant. She spins. I don't love it.
Oh, she did spin.
She spun. I really didn't like her first viewing or showing on SNL. She like sang and was weird.
Yeah, but that was kind of iconic. It like really
she wasn't
turned
a good
into a
singer.
Thing. Yeah,
it turned into a meme because it was bad.
Well. I think we
should... You know, her laptop got stolen one time and all of her music got leaked?
When she was Lizzie Grant?
No, I think it was when she was still Lana Del Rey. What were we going to say? Is it time for a break?
No.
Listen, I came with topics today.
Okay, so you're gonna. Oh, and it's titled Topics.
Well, you got to give it a title.
What I wanted to say was Elephant in the Room, and I am talking about Meatball. This is a Friday episode. We don't have a guest today, but because I've had so many adventures in New York, we thought we would just do the two of us to catch up. Yes. And I guess psychically, energetically, in my brain, I knew Meatball was going to bring topics. Why don't you hit me with that first topic, Meatball?
First topic. You saw Wicked.
Oh, that is topic number one on my list of topics as well.
Take me through the experience. So you get to the Gershwin Theater.
I got to the Gershwin Theater.
Where did you eat for dinner before? You gotta do a pre-show dinner.
We didn't because we saw a matinee.
You saw two plays in one day?
Two plays in one day. Nope.
Oh, you saw the matinee showing of Wicked.
Correct. And I love that I said, no, we saw a matinee. You immediately assumed there was no way I saw a Wicked matinee. I saw two plays in one day.
No, I mean, no. Why would you watch Wicked in the afternoon?
Well, a whole theater full of us did. I saw the matinee because that evening I had my show at Rock Bar. So I met up with Donnell, friend of the pod, Donnell. Hi, Donnell. We met up and we got right in a big line at the Gershwin Theater, and it was a vaccine check. Then we went inside, picked up the tickets at the will call. You said you want the play-by-play. I'm giving it to you.
No, give me the play-by-play.
And when we got in, both Donnell and I had a lot of bags with us, and I had gotten some intel there would be a possible bag check at the theater. And we asked a nice lady named Siobhan, and she said, no, there's no coat check or bag check here. And I was like, well, great. Immediately thinking we were going to be like these nightmare people with like tons of bags in the theater. But when we sat down, there was plenty of seat space to like stuff them under our chairs. We sat in row K. Not row KK or LL or mezzanine, just row K. Dead fucking center. It was stunned. We had like the perfect view, unobstructed. There were two children sitting in front of us who didn't make a peep. So there was no one tall in front of us. We had like amazing, amazing view. Here are my takeaways from Wicked.
Okay.
That motherfucker is long.
It goes a bit long.
Yeah, that's the trick that it takes to make the girls nap. I'll tell you that I didn't fall asleep, but that's long. The show was written sort of back when musicals were that long.
Yes. Now musicals are all an hour and a half.
Yeah. So it was very long. I feel like the Fiero was...
Well, are you an Elphaba stan or are you a Glinda stan?
This time around, Glinda. The Glinda we saw was so good. She was really dynamic, really interesting, really made it her own. Her sort of emotional journey in the second act, I really, really connected with. I was like, oh, she's like going through it because she was like intending to be good, but it all got turned around.
Yeah, cause she's the bad one.
So, I didn't know, and then the Fiero was very gay. He was sort of
too gay
to be
the... This is what I'm saying. Only straight actors for straight roles. You know what I mean? God. And only gays for gay.
And then when you've seen Wicked, had the ensemble, the men in the ensemble been wearing skirts? Because there was a lot of men in skirts in the ensemble. There were like at
I
least...
I don't remember that.
Like
I
in the school that. Uniforms, skirts.
No.
At the Oz Dust Ballroom.
No. Skirts. Skirts are for girls.
The costumes were incredible. The spectacle it would was be, great.
They must have been men in skirts for the shows that I was seeing because it was... I don't think they changed the costumes, really.
Yeah. Well, here, let's take a break. Let's take a break and we'll keep talking about it.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including calorie smart, protein plus, and keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had it was a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. And I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby. And we're back! How is it hearing the battle cry in person?
Okay, the alphaba I saw. I shouldn't.
Not a good alphaba.
Like, no, I should say their names. The alphaba I saw was really, really great. She had a powerhouse voice. I will tell you, the first couple, you know. Oh, this is another thing. We saw a 3 p.m. matinee, and apparently it's the only 3 p.m. matinee because they're all 2 p.m. matinees, but it was the Sunday after daylight savings time, which is why I think it was a 3 p.m. matinee. They gave everyone an extra hour to get their little life together. I do believe that the alphaba, she was kind of warming up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was like beginning her journey that day. And so it took a moment for her to really click in. But she turned the party. Her name is Lindsay Pierce. And she wailed. The battle cry was not the highlight of Defying Gravity. She put a bunch of other riffs in there that were stunning. The battle cry.
She said, listen, this is how I'm getting in. Into Act One, you're going to hear me riff.
The battle cry was textbook. As it is.
From the original.
But everything else was all over the place, and it was so good. And the Glinda that we loved, her name is Brittany Johnson. She was fantastic. Got tons of laughs. She was so, so good.
Thoughts on Broadway? You missed it? Thoughts on New York in general? You missed it?
It definitely, the show ran like clockwork. I do have a question for you. One more little point about Wicked is, talk me through the timeline of the second act of Wicked.
It all happens before Dorothy lands.
No. I'm talking about the timeline of the character.
Well, just saying, because you were like, she's not, you and Donnell, I think, had videos together.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if they know that this is a prequel.
No, I understand where it takes place in the world of the Wizard of Oz. I'm talking about the timeline of the characters' lives. The opening of the show
happens. Then Glinda flashes us back. Then we go to school. When they show up at Shiz, which, you know.
A little faggy.
Could have been his, but it's Shiz. You know what I'm saying? That didn't make any sense. But
no, it didn't make it. It didn't make any sense, but they are making herstory.
Yes, okay, thank you. When they show up there, it's like their first day of school, right? They're like showing up to Hogwarts.
They're in college.
It's Shiz. Oh, but it's college?
Yes.
Okay, so they show up to college, and then one could argue by the end of the first semester, Elphaba gets summoned to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'd say maybe even, I think it's first couple days.
The first couple days she does one short day?
Oh, I guess you're right. You're right.
Okay, it's so some time passes, but it's the same year. They don't like go home for summer break, right?
No.
So it's either like 2 months, they 3 months, or 6 months after showing up to Shiz that they go one short day, they go to Oz, right? Now I feel like I'm the meme of the guys going, she was a witch, bro.
She was a witch.
Okay.
So her sister was from the East.
Okay. So then they go to the Emerald City.
One short day.
And then Elphaba and Glinda and the wizard have their thing. She immediately starts. Madame Morrible gives her the book.
Miss Elphaba.
She immediately starts reading the incantations. They find out that she has powers. And then they want to grab her. She runs away. And that's when Defying Gravity happens. That's all on that trip at the end of the first year, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Act one. Done. When we come back for act two,
getting married to him or whatever, or is engaged to
how
him.
How much time has passed? Nessaros is the governor of Munchkinland. Glinda is grown and getting married, is the like press secretary or whatever. Or like,
you're right, it's probably like 10 years.
10 years? They make it seem like it's like the next day. They're like still looking for Elphaba. Like, how long has Elphaba been in hiding? That's the confusing part to me. I didn't understand.
Don't clap
the
at me. I am not a Target employee.
Okay, well, that's all I've got to say about Wicked.
Okay, and now how do you feel? Okay, next on my list of things to talk about.
So you're saying it could be anywhere from like a month to 10 years
How long does it take to become governor from college? You know what I mean?
Her dad died, though. Because when Elphaba shows up to see Nessa, she's like, you're the governor now? And she's like, yes, our dad died. And Elphaba's like, how did he die? She goes, out of embarrassment for what you pulled back there with the wizard. That makes it sound like it just happened.
Oh, no.
How much
time? I don't know.
Passes between.
You get on Google and I'll.
And act two of Wicked. Gonna have an answer. Five or more years.
That's what I said.
That's what Reddit says. Yeah, you're right. You did say 10 years, but anyhow. What's your next topic, Diva?
Are you trying to be Brooklyn?
What do you mean?
Are you trying to be Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Heights?
No, but I just saw the picture that you posted of yourself on your little Instagram. And your little beanie and your little jacket. You think you're too cool? You think you're a cool Brooklyn guy now?
Wait. Here's the thing.
Your bright orange pants and your little basketball shoes. I ain't never seen you shoot hoops.
You know what I wear every day.
Not this. Not a Carhartt jacket.
It was cold as fuck when I got here. It was crazy cold and snowy, and at one point it got kind of icy, and then today, icy spicy, and then today it was like 50 degrees out. So I've been going through it. I've been having to, underneath those orange pants, I'm wearing full-on leggings, because it was truly 25 degrees on that day.
That sounds horrible.
It was awful. I've been walking around. I've been taking the train. Let me tell you, I definitely got a little nostalgic. I was like, oh, if I had like a work thing that brought me back and I had to like live in Brooklyn again or live in New York, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, it's hectic here.
I wouldn't mind it either.
But I think it would be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I would miss my car.
Sure.
I would miss, like, the space of my apartment.
Uh-huh.
I think, but, I mean, I do also feel like sometimes when I'm in New York, the ease of getting around it is so much faster with just, like, hopping on a subway and just knowing that you're going to be walking all day. What are you doing?
You just texted me something. I can't look at it?
Oh, no. That was my next topic.
Okay.
My party fat slut. Which is going to be tonight, the day this podcast episode comes out.
Work.
Has made its way onto Grommr, the feeding app.
Tell the people, what is Grommr?
I don't really fully understand it.
Or is
it
Grommr?
Grommr.
Because you want to grow?
Grommr. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to pronounce it, and I've never been on it. So I don't know what it is. That was sent to me by one of our listeners, possibly?
But... it looks like there's a quote in there. Did you do an interview?
That is from our podcast, I think.
Oh.
Or from Willem and when I was on Willem and Alaska's promoting Fat Slut.
Okay, so this is from Grommr.com. And basically, there is a Los Angeles Grommr group. Welcome back to LA Grommoff. Grommoff?
They're going to grom off, baby. Grom off.
We're going to eat and then we're going to grom off.
Grom off.
They'll be gathering at Grand Central Market in downtown LA, which is very close to Precinct. And it's basically a really cool food court. Why not grab a little something? And then after dinner, we're going to meet at Precinct. And Precinct will be hosting Fat Slut. Meatball, you got to shout everyone out from Grommr. Grommr?
You got to
learn how it's properly pronounced at your party. And
absolutely.
Shout out to the group.
Yeah. So there's going to be a big old group of chubbos meeting up at Grand Central and then coming to Fat Slut. So if you're a big old chubbo and you want some chubbo friends, come to this thing.
Okay, this is amazing. You're quoted as saying, Precinct was originally a bear bar, so I wanted to entice bears and feeders and their admirers to come to the bar and party and watch people eat. And then this post that's inviting people for an early dinner and then to join
then
for
my
Fat Slut says, we got you covered. The bar has a full kitchen and a menu if you want to get your first dinner, second, or third. Just place your order at the manhole. And I know they're referring to the sign in the bar
that says manhole,
which is where you order food. But it sounds like they're saying eat dinner and then eat some ass.
Well, if you do it right at Precinct, you got to use those public bathrooms.
Stat bread and
the cheeks. I'm going to town. I'm gonna bite a piece of it. Asshole, asshole.
Just sing asshole, asshole. Okay, let's take a break.
Okay. What's next on my list? What's on your list?
Now we're back, and I wanted to tell you about my show at Rock Bar.
Yes, I saw that Macy Rodman was in attendance.
Former guest of the pod, Macy Rodman was in attendance. Former guest of the pod, Chiquitita, performed and fucking slay. Let me just tell you something about this bitch, Chiquitita.
She's a great live performer.
Chicky serves it. And also, I was like, what number do you want to do first? You're opening the show. She said, I would like to do Donna Summer's Last Dance. She opened the entire evening. There was zero entertainment before she went on the stage and she performed Last Dance.
Give me Last Dance, which is a long song, I believe.
She turned. Everyone loved. It was so good. And then she gets on the mic and she goes, can I do an original song for you? We're all like, okay, bitch, what do you have going on? She then did La Vie en Rose, sung by Lady Gaga in the film A Star Is Born, which I had initially sort of texted her about. And I was like, do you think you would do La Vie en Rose, Or I guess ro? How would you say it in French? You speak French?
No, I don't speak French. Because... I don't speak French, but I can if you like. Isn't that Lady Gaga?
Yeah. Because the rock bar is kind of like a little dive bar. Mm. So my thought was, oh, she can do this and she can lay out on the bar and she can sort of emulate what happened in the movie. And but she did. She stripped to that song down to a bra and panties and then laid out on the stage. She turned. And then Eddie Wayne performed.
How's the new face?
Eddie is amazing. Chicky looks stunning. And who also was in attendance at this party? One Miss Little Peace.
I did see that.
So
how was that?
The
An
doll.
Assault on the senses?
The doll. What'd you say?
An assault on the senses.
An assault on the senses. The doll was in town from where she actually lives, which is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly.
Which is not Chicago. So the doll was in town because she had shows at a party called Straight to DVD in Brooklyn the night before. And I convinced her to come out to Rock Bar. And so she was there. It was so great to finally like meet her in person. And the show was incredible. People knew my words. They knew the words to the music.
People knew your words.
That is such a crazy feeling because it doesn't happen very often for me when you like do a song and like if you stop performing the words, you can hear that the audience is like fully doing the words with
Which
you.
Which song do you think was your biggest hit?
A lot of people knew Lookin', knew Cute to Me, knew
Cute
LaCroix
to Me is a good
Boy.
One. Oh, yeah, that's a good one too.
I did my new song, Thickie, which people really loved.
Is that the one that you played for me?
Yes.
Yes, I like that one.
I
guess you do have some good bops.
Chunkita. People knew about Chunkita. People were wearing Chunkita merch. At one point, Chiquitita, who has merch
similar Chunkita
that
merch.
Is yellow and it says Chiquitita instead of Chiquita, and it's a photo of her. She said, I think I see someone wearing my merch here tonight. And she invited this guy up who had a Chunkita shirt on. And she was like, thank you for supporting. And she made a whole big deal of it. It was very funny. It was very cute.
She is so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe she should stand in for me when I'm in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there have been some people throwing some names in there. Okay. Do you want to know what's on my... Anyways, the show was great. I met a lot of great people. Hi, David, who was freshly moved to New York City.
Fuck? Did you fuck anyone?
I didn't
was
fuck anyone
David?
There. A lot of McGriddles was there who has agreed to be on the podcast.
Guest, fisting queen. I am on their close friends now.
Oh, close friends? I'm not on close friends.
Get on it.
So anyways, I saw a lot of people. People were super supportive. It was really nice. I have some, based off of this trip, I have some more New York stuff coming up. So, you know, one New York bear. It was great to be back here. Now, I do have something else on my list.
I miss it. I want to go back.
Well, you'll be back. Aren't you coming here very soon?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, book the doll. What's going on? Book Meatball. Book Meatball in New York.
I literally just posted, like, can someone book me in New York? I need to get back. I need to start a fight with a stranger on the street.
Oh, my God.
I need to feel young again.
I have something on my list that I would like to ask you about.
Yes, bring it up, please.
The Croc video, the sand video.
Sand video.
The Big Mac video. What are you talking about?
Okay, the Croc video you sent to me, and then later, like at 6 a.m., and then as the day went on, all day, I just kept getting this video. The Croc video is a video of a man with a pink Croc shoved up his tight little hole, well, I guess loose now, and he pushes it out. That same day that you sent me that, someone sent me the sand video. That was Gabriel and Phenobarbital. Both sent me those. The sand video is a man who has... at least a half pound of sand. I don't know how to give you guys, unless you've seen it, I don't know how to explain. It's a lot of sand up his butt, and it falls out in the strangest way.
It doesn't fall out. He pushes it
He's
out.
Pushing it out, but it's coming out, and it just, all I can think about is like how when you get sand in your car, it's just going to be there for the rest of the time you have the car. Is he just going to have sand inside of him for, like, forever?
What is the impulse? Okay, To be honest.
How did he even get it in there?
A funnel?
No, because I feel like your body would like, I don't know. I feel like it has to be forced in.
To be honest, I understand.
Three cups of sand.
What?
Three cups of sand.
Are you receiving intel about that now?
No, I'm just thinking about how to measure it for everybody.
To be honest, I understand the impulse to put the croc up your butt. It's a squishy thing. It's kind of a similar, it's in the like plasticky, silicone-y family of like a butt toy. In. And it has a curved front. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do you?
I think I also think he took the sports strap off of it, so there's no chance.
A little more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
How do you develop the idea to put, as Meatball now says, three cups of
half pound of sand?
It's not even like
It was like 3 pounds of crawfish. I don't know. I mean, he must have been picking up handfuls of it and putting his whole hand inside and like letting go.
That is a hungry, open, loose.
Do you have the video?
Where did you send it to me? I assume on Twitter.
I think on Twitter.
Okay. Yes, I'm looking at it. He also starts, what I think is crazy.
He starts looking at his face. His butt is so hairy
that it just, that's more than three cups.
How much sand are you eyeballing over there?
It's so much. It's also like, why did he start the video on his face? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he's just having a nice day at the beach. And then
it looks like he went to the beach.
It's just so. Oh, I was watching it already. Ah! So that's about a cup.
And then you can't. It also sounds like, I'm like, is that the sand falling from his butt or the waves?
If anybody can find out.
Like, I think it's the waves.
It must be the waves.
But it sounds.
It's exactly when the sand falls out.
Now, I want to know. This is
Here's
so,
the thing. Go back and pause it on his face because he does seem handsome.
You think handsome people can't have little butt fetishes? You know who he kind of looks like? Can I say who I think it looks like?
Who does he look like?
Pearl.
No.
I mean, it's clear. It's absolutely not Pearl.
Oh, so what you're saying is that Pearl sticks sand up her butt. So when she gets a little sand up her butt, it turns into a Pearl.
What is the Big Mac video?
Is that how she... The Big Mac video is a video of a man wearing a McDonald's outfit, pretending that he works at a McDonald's, taking a Big Mac, jerking off on it, and then eating it.
This is what I want to see. That's the one that I want to see. How do you find it? Honestly,
probably type in Big Mac. I don't know who sent it to me either.
Because I see, like, when you said the croc video and the sand video and the Big Mac, I hadn't seen the Big Mac, but I just assumed that a person had put a Big Mac up their butt.
No, I think that would be too mushy, but now I honestly want a Big Mac.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
We are back.
We're back. And what I can tell you was that was not a good riff, but from my time at Venice Beach yesterday and today, last week or earlier this week, we had a call about bird watching and if we do it and if people know they're doing it. And today I went in knowing that if your dick is swinging around, you're doing it on purpose. And two times I made eye contact with men, looked at their junk, looked back in their eyes, and both times they were smirking.
Girl.
They knew, and the second guy gave it a little hit. Bopped it a hit?
He bopped his dick head?
So this is his dick? He went.
He bopped it.
To let me know. This is all meat.
And then you said, twist it, turn it, flick it, bop it. Turn it, bop it, twist it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, bop it, twist it, turn it, suck it, suck it, suck it, fuck it, suck it.
I almost clapped at him. I almost said, sir.
Sir, don't pop your dick at me. New York City.
All dick, all day.
There's so much dick out here.
And you're in the where?
I'm in the everywhere, girl. Last night I spent the night in the financial district. I got a massage.
Ew, what the fuck?
Well, the hotel was down there.
His hotel or your hotel? You bought the hotel and then you bought the escort.
I didn't buy the hotel. The hotel was for a tryst, and then no one was going to sleep in it. And I said, I'll sleep in the hotel tonight.
That's, you know, and good for you. That's taken the opportunity.
I said, I don't want this room to remain empty. Let me give my friends a little night off. I'll sleep in the hotel. I woke up, checkout wasn't till noon. It was great. But the birds, honey, the birds are out.
Cocks are everywhere. You got to find them. And when you do, you suck them.
This shit is full of cock. You sent me a voicemail to listen to.
I think there's three.
Bop it.
I haven't listened to these at all.
Twist it.
Okay. Hi, whores. Okay, this is my first time calling, but I'm driving my car, trying not to die. I was listening to the episode with Bailey. Were you pressing Selma? I wanted to kill myself because I was like, God. It's Selma. And then I had the most cathartic release when you finally fucking figured it out. There we go. Thank you. Also, when you were talking about the sex story where Dipper was trying to pick up his Lyft driver and Meatball made the, I don't know what guy, she was queasing on the mic. I don't know what it was, but it was so loud in my car that I didn't know what it was and I almost swerved and killed myself. And then when we found out that Bailey was born in 1999, this was a roller coaster for me, everybody. I almost swerved my car again because I could not stop laughing. So thank you. You're making this drive bearable. I think that's all I have for now. Bye.
Bearable. Wow. Interesting choice of word.
Bearable. Yeah, shout out to
what
Bailey
I did
Mills.
Was not a queef. It was air dusting.
Oh, that's what, yeah, when Meatball doesn't like when I start to tell a story, she picks up her trusty air duster and just sprays it into the microphone.
Yeah.
Because
then that audio is supposed to be unusable.
You're like, stop telling your awful story.
Bailey Mills being born in 1999 was so shocking.
Shocked.
She just seems so mature and she like has such a good head on her shoulders, I think.
Shocked.
Shocked, mama. Shocked.
That was, the Thelma Velma moment was
wild.
Oh,
God.
Because I was convinced that it was Thelma for the longest time.
I knew something was wrong, but I just kept saying it. And I was like, it feels weird, but maybe I'm just like high.
Later, when we did figure it out, I took complete blame. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been saying Thelma. But I did listen back to the episode before it was published, and you led with Thelma.
I did. Because that's what was in the outline.
Oh, so it was my fault.
It was in the outline as Thelma, so I just read Thelma. And then I just sat there and like went back and forth.
And you were like, Thelma? Velma? Thelma?
Hi, baby Dipper and Meatball. And maybe Hello. The possible guest. I don't know. Oh. I just want to be shady and not shout out the guest. But
okay, I imagine that this person is laying on their bed.
Fucking blasted.
Blasted. They probably laid a beach towel down. They just sat on a bucket full of sand, got like 3 cups of sand in their Bucci cat, and they're just like lounging, feeling the granules in their hole when they call them.
Can someone find the originator of that video? I'd like to talk to him on this podcast.
Ooh, yes.
About the sand in his fucking butthole. Yeah, this person, when you said laying on bed, laid out a towel, I almost went, bought a bucket of chicken.
Wait, side note, totally side note. Meatball, do you remember what you used to get booked to do at like the Bear Bust?
Yeah, I used to get booked to eat a bucket of chicken.
You should bring that, like, roll back for Fat Slut.
Who could do it? Who could eat a whole bucket of chicken and be funny and witty at the same time? Well, no one, so I guess it's not happening.
Or oh, I want to do idea. It. I have another.
Are you
idea.
Suggesting that you do it?
Ooh, that would be
I would
fun.
Make you do it.
I would
you
do it one time. A, just sit there and eat.
In a jock strap and just eat and talk to people.
And then, or, yeah. You should have, yeah, okay. We'll keep talking about ideas.
Well, I do, this time, I am going to make the go-go dancers eat while they're performing.
Mm-hmm. You should get those little, like, remember, cigarettes? Like, you should get them little, like, TV trays, except they hang around their neck.
Oh, yeah. I made that for right the poppers. And I have one.
You do, like, you put like a plate and you can like make it look like a table serving, but then you could actually put food on it. Let's go back to this wasted ass phone call.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just wanted to ask for some advice. Obviously, I'm a longtime listener and fan, so I'm a little drunk. But I was just wondering, my boyfriend of probably about a year and 3 months, like we're almost at a year and a half, we are now discussing like moving in together, and I was wondering if you guys had any advice on that or anything along those lines. So please get back to me. Thank you. Love you so much. Bye.
Don't
pushes 3 cups of sand out of her butt.
Yeah, that's all that was. I don't have any
There
advice.
Were no specifics in that question.
I didn't know what the question was. They're going to move in. Any advice? Pare your shit down before you get it. Don't think that once you move it into the house, you'll get rid of it once you've moved. Get rid of it early.
My sister just did this, and I'm curious to know how it went. She got stressed out before moving. She had a lot going on. So she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bring everything to the new house.
And don't. Then that's what we didn't. It was
as I'm putting each room together, I'll just throw away what I don't want. But you're saying no, that didn't work.
That does not work because you just end up keeping everything and like finding a spot for it. And then you start cluttered. Like if you want to get new dishes, cluttered. if you have like mixed matched cups and such and you want a matching set, get rid of it before you move in. Use paper plates for a little while. I know it's bad for the environment, but then get new plates because otherwise you're just going to have a ton of shit. Throw out old clothes or give them all to the Goodwill because great tax return if you give over $1,000 worth of stuff.
And a great place to get like serving dishes, bowls, plates, blah blah blah. If you don't want like a complete set that all match, the Goodwill.
Oh, but the Goodwill also does have complete sets sometimes. You gotta just keep your eye out for stuff that you like. Get rid of that old sofa. It's time for a new one.
And you can get one at allform.com.
At allform.com. And it'll grow with you. Because you can adjust
as you grow and change.
Buy more pieces, get rid of some of the pieces. Great. Get a Helix mattress. You're going to sleep better than you've ever slept in your life. Soft, firm, or medium. And they also have some for plus size sleepers.
And if you're feeling stressed with like meal prep stuff, you can always go to Green Chef and figure out a plan that works for you. They have every kind of diet, keto, paleo, carb conscious.
Great vegan, and you can substitute the meats in some of the options. If you don't want a chicken, you can get a steak, or you could get it with tofu. And I actually personally would fully vouch for Green Chef. I love it. We're on a weekly plan now.
Go off, Chief.
Next call.
Now that we've you stupid little fucks. Just to beat the dead horse, I wanted to let you know that it's not pronounced Boise or Boise. It's pronounced Boise. Which is also what I call my asshole. Goodbye.
How do you feel about straight?
Okay, how do you feel about Boochie Cat merch? Love.
Boochie Cat merch. I'm down.
Boochie Cat.
Will you tag us on Twitter if you would like merch that says Bucci Cat.
Or merch that says goodbye, I.
How, now spell it.
Regular goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And then just I.
The letter I. Or A-Y-E.
Goodbye, I. Well, goodbye. A-Y-E. Goodbye, yai.
She got her hands up on her knees. I said, goodbye, yai.
Nah.
All right, let's hit him with the outro.
Goodbye. Thank you so much for calling in with your Fuck Talk stories to 213-536-9180. You can also leave a voicemail. No, you can leave an email at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at sloppypod or Big Dipper Jelly on every social media platform. And Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter, Spiciest Meatball on Instagram, and the Meatball the Drag Queen, Meatball the Drag Queen on TikTok. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday.
You're literally on a circle now.
Bye!
Doodle-a-doo-doo forever. Dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.